You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. I could feel at the time there was no way of knowing for the leaves in the night who can say where the glory.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. It is great to have you with me tonight, folks. It is a Tuesday night in the state of Wisconsin, broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Ellie Bordeaux will be here at 6:35 from Up North News. We're going to talk about where you can get Thanksgiving dinner for the needy. That's going to be really cool. Up North News does some great stuff. Madison film critic Rob Thomas will be here at 7:20. Our question of the night is, in honor of Mickey Mouse's birthday, who is your favorite animated or Pixar character? I said Homer. And Buzz and Woody. Well, I said Wuzz and Buddy. What did I say?
Wuzz and Buddy.
I just polished off a bottle of whiskey on my way down from Marinette. And Conrad says Tom and Jerry. So let's ask our next guest, though, what he thinks. He is one of my favorite guests to have here in the studio. And I don't like him personally, but I love when he's on the show. And we just seem to make it work. Mr. Frank Hermans, a Wisconsin entertainment legend, is here. Hey, buddy, how are you?
We are statewide.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So they can listen to me in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Correct.
I believe so.
We're on in all the big markets.
Oh,
I don't know if we're on in Onalaska.
Onalaska.
That's the first name.
Okay. It's pretty cool.
Over by La Crosse. Yeah, it's a beautiful little town.
It's a beautiful area.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm fantastic, and thanks for having me. Holy cats, is it getting cold out.
Yeah.
So I got to do the holiday parade this weekend.
Yeah.
The Green Bay Holiday Parade. My wife and I, we sing from 9 to 10, and then we MC, and it's shown on NBC 26. So anyway, I'm looking at the weather today. 30 degrees, cloudy. I've done the parade where it was 15 degrees before, because we've done it for like 20 years. And it is hard to sing in that cold weather.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
Although, if I will say this, I know I sound like a total Wisconsinite, but I was, when I think I got home the other night. I stopped at my parents and they said, how is it outside? I go, well, it's about 32, but there's no wind. It's pretty nice.
You know, when there's no wind,
it makes a big difference.
It makes a huge difference. I'm a 50 degree guy. When it's 50 degrees, I'll do everything.
Yeah.
I'll swim.
Same.
I'll go swimming.
I've done that. Here's how stupid I was when I was younger.
Yeah.
I had this great apartment in Chicago when I was like 22.
Uh-huh.
I just started doing stand-up. All my high school buddies from Marinette came down. And it was on the 18th floor. I had two roommates. It was a blast. And I said, we're gonna go out till 4 in the morning because the bars are open all night.
Yeah.
We're going to come back, and we're going to go swim. And it was like mid-October.
Yeah.
So I was the only one that went, Frank, because I was mad at them because they all bailed.
I
crossed Lakeshore Drive like a moron, and I went in the lake about 5 minutes. And I'm like, and then, you know, your imagination starts going like, what if, like, I die? My friends are like, we tried to tell them not to go. Such an idiot.
Yeah, we've all done that.
You would have swam with me, though.
I would have.
You have that streak.
I would do, when I was younger, I'd do anything.
Yeah.
You know, I was all into that rock climbing crap and
yikes,
jumping off cliffs and crazy
stuff.
Okay,
tell me about that. I can't do the height thing.
Yeah, I was into rappelling. I had this buddy. I worked in Columbia, Missouri at a nightclub called Doc and Eddie's. I ran it. And I had all these college friends, and one was whatever we call it in college when you're going to be in the Army, ROTC.
Oh, yeah.
And so he wanted to teach me what an Army Swiss knot was. And you're supposed to use half-inch rope, but we couldn't find half-inch, so we got 3/8 inch. So I tied an Army Swiss seat and went rappelling off a 135-foot cliff with that thing. And it was my first time ever. Now that's dumb.
Whoa.
Army Swiss seat is called. And yeah, it was burnt.
But he kind of was guiding you?
Well,
or?
He was, what was he, 19? I don't know. I was 21, 22 years old.
Oh,
and
man.
I got into that rock climbing, caving, spelunking stuff for a while. That was a lot of fun.
Spelunking does sound interesting. Yeah. The word, not the actual act of
it. It's a very cool word, spelunking.
It's a very cool word.
It is. Yeah.
Dude, it's a major spelunking last weekend. When you say you rock climbed.
Yeah.
I'm free kind climb. Of fascinated by it. Yeah, how does that work? You have nothing tied to you?
But in Missouri, you know, the Ozarks, there's a lot of steep cliffs, but they weren't like the stuff you see like out in Montana and Wyoming where you're climbing on cracks, okay?
Yeah.
These were rocks, and it was straight up, but it was just fun. And I had no fear of heights back then. Now I get on a bridge. You know, I'm like, whoa.
I know.
I can't do roller coasters. I can't do anything anymore. I can't do
roller coasters because you hear of the stuff, people getting stuck upside down.
Lately, no, lots of stuff.
And who's putting them
together?
Somebody
just died last week.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's terrible.
No thanks.
Let's talk about singing and stuff. That's safer. It's more fun.
Yeah.
It's good to have you here, bud. Do you have a favorite cartoon character or Pixar?
Pixar?
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, I'm trying to think of Pixar, the anger in, what is that show where it's the emotions?
It's a Pixar.
My kids, I cried
every
time.
In and out.
Yeah, good
That's
call.
That's a great movie.
And the sequel was even better.
Even better, yeah, I agree.
And the angry guy played by, what's his name, the comedian, I love his voice. God, my brain is fried
is
right
Pollock?
Now. No, he's the anger guy. He's always mad.
Oh,
and what he does
Jim?
Is comedy. I don't know, but I love the whole. That's my favorite character.
That's
now,
a great.
You gotta look that up now, don't you?
Yes, okay. I do. I love that movie.
He's a lot. He's always mad. Yeah, you.
Gilbert Godfrey. No,
well, no, it wasn't God. Godfrey's the duck. Yeah. Affleck.
Wait, was it In and Out? Like, all I'm getting is like the Kevin Kline movie.
Inside Out.
Did
you have the Google open,
I
Conrad?
Had In and Out too, man.
I thought it was In and Out too until I just looked it up.
You
looked
it made me Inside Out. There we go. I still got young kids, so I go to all these movies yet. So
that's so awesome.
I love it. Just saw Predator the other night.
Predator Badlands.
Yeah, loved it.
Really good movie.
Absolutely loved it. And I brought my 10-year-old, my 12-year-old, and they just were fixated.
Did it take you a while? Like, I was watching this and I'm like, there's no humans.
Yeah.
I mean, they're humans and acting as robots, but that was kind of weird.
It's weird.
But it was kind of cool to have the Predator be the good guy for a different.
It was so odd.
Yeah.
Because the other Predator movies, hey.
It's kind of a jerk.
Yeah. Yeah. Ernie.
Lewis Black.
Lewis Black. Yeah. That's the guy. Love that character. That's my favorite Pixar character.
I had a really weird moment with Lewis Black.
Yeah.
And you know, this is a former comedy club owner. I worked the Funny Bone in Pittsburgh with Lou. Lewis was the headliner. I was the middle act. And my buddy Keith, God rest his soul, was the MC. And Keith would say anything to anybody. And Lewis is confrontational.
Oh, I know.
And Lewis started ripping on Dennis Miller's special. And Keith, that was his island. He goes, well, I totally disagree with you. And it was like, I was just sliding down in the chair. The two of them were like, it was the most uncomfortable. But I kind of respected both of them for not backing off, you know? Like, just sort of.
It's good debate.
It's good debate.
Good debate.
Anyway, all right. So that's a great choice, Frank. And I want to ask you, how did Don't Squeeze the Charmin go?
It went fantastic. It was a great show, great run, like a great turnout. And, you know, we've taken our show as we used to do 4-week runs. Now we do 3-week runs. So there were bigger houses. And we actually, Procter & Gamble bought 2 shows for their company. It was pretty cool. Bought it out, sold it out. So, well, it was sold out, but they bought it out. but it was great. And you know what's funny? Now that I did a show with Procter & Gamble, so I thought of a show. Let me tell you what you think. Quick Trip the Musical, right?
Oh.
So I texted their marketing department, hey, thinking about doing a show in 2027 called Quick Trip the Musical. What do you think? Guess what I got? A big no.
Come on.
I'm sorry. Frank, it was classic. Somebody else, somebody's assistant wrote it. Well, we get lots of requests for things like this. We won't be interested in that at this time.
Okay, so but do you know what I do?
Yeah, I spelled it out. So I'm doing a show called Quack Trip. No cease and desist on that.
They messed with the wrong
with the
guy.
Same logo. Quack Trip the Musical. Watch for it in 2027.
Will you have like songs that are relatable to I will see you next time, you know, or whatever?
Well, the whole thing is they always say, would you like a bag with that?
Yeah.
Would you like a receipt with that? They say the same things. It's like rehearsed, and which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Quick Trip's a great organization. I got to meet the owner a couple times when we did some fundraising. But
Paul Tripp.
Yeah, met him, and they handed me a big check for cerebral palsy. That was fantastic.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So you can't, Yeah, that's...
I get it, you know.
But that's a great... That's ripe for... Not parody of the business itself, but a story that takes place around a Quick Trip could be kind of fun.
That's
right?
All it's going to be.
Yeah.
I would not... And I put the... I haven't gotten permission from a lot of people. I've only got 3 cease and desists in my life. And one was from Paul McCartney's... I did a show called Beer and Wings, and we used wing songs, and I got a cease and desist. They wanted to see the script, and it said that he ate chicken wings, and they wanted me to take that out of the script. Isn't that crazy? But I got correspondence from the management company.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Paul McCartney. And one was Hee Haw. I called Hee Haw Hoedown. I couldn't use the name Hee Haw, so I just called it Hoedown. And the third was I did a show called Grease Trap, and the logo kind of looked like the logo from Grease.
Yeah.
They said, uh-uh. And I had 4 songs that were called, they call them, what do they call? Grand Rights. Grand Rights are like Disney songs and songs in Broadway musicals that you can't use without written permission from the author. So I had to take, night of, I had to take out 4 songs.
Come on.
Kid you not.
What if you had done them?
Well,
do they have a guy there?
You don't get next time it's $50,000. So no, I didn't do it. And they bring spotters. I've had spotters in the audience.
Okay.
They hire a law firm, you know, and send somebody. So I am parody. So I get away with a lot of stuff. But we have ASCAP and BMI that we can do songs from that. But there's certain companies and certain songs that have grand rights you can't do.
That's crazy. Yeah. What you would think a show like Hee Haw that has not been on
in
decades would like a little nostalgic reminder. Because you could probably watch those somewhere. Yeah.
Like, you would think that.
That's crazy. But yeah, Paul McCartney's cool. But how about The Reach, man?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's all Warren Gerd's fault. He put a review out, and then the bots. They look for things online, and that's how they find out things. Yeah.
That's why you can't advertise, Frank.
I can't.
I don't think we should talk about your Christmas show.
We should talk about it. There's no rights to any of the songs.
So all right. Good. So tell us, I just want to say, first of all, folks, Frank Hermans, this guy is an institution. He puts out, how prolific are you? You put out all these new shows. And I want to say, last year, your Christmas show, I took my wife and 2 kids to it.
Yep.
We saw it. And I'm just going to say this. I was not in the Christmas spirit last year. I don't know what the deal was. It's just one of those years.
Sure.
Probably the first year the kids were out of the house, whatever. But I thought, let's meet there. So my son drove up. My daughter came over from Stevens Point. And we met at the Meyer Theater.
Yeah.
All 4 of us together.
I remember.
The first time, yeah. And we watched that show, and I was in the mood, man. I had the Christmas cheer.
Yeah.
You filled our souls.
I filled your heart with Christmas cheer.
My
heart
magical.
Grew 3 sizes that dear.
You had the Meyer Theater's so beautiful.
Yeah.
You got this great story. I mean, it was a marvelous way to kick off the holidays.
Thank you. And we've written, isn't it crazy? This will be my 26th different Christmas show this year. I come up with a different theme every year, and I think about it all year long. I don't know what I'm doing next year. But
yeah.
This year is kind of a Dr. Seuss thing. It's the who's versus the what's.
Oh, I love that.
Got that?
Yeah.
A little Dr. Seuss. Grinch makes an appearance. He's actually my wife's brother, Tom Grinch.
Tommy G,
and he has like Jim Carrey kind of, you know.
Oh, nice.
Talk like that, like you're from the, you know, and almost James Cagney.
Yeah,
you know?
or Jimmy Stewart. Jerry,
Mary, you need a rope? I'll throw a rope for you.
All right, let's pick up there. We got to do a very short break. Yep. Frank Hermans is here. Can you sing for us too?
I brought my guitar.
Oh, I love it.
We'll do a little song.
We'll do some window photos,
I love window photos.
How about you and I? I'll play air guitar
out there,
and you play air. I'll be backing you up.
Sounds good.
All right, perfect. All right. Frank Hermans is here, folks. Always fun when Frank is here. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite animated or Pixar character in honor of Mickey Mouse's birthday? We'll come back, and Frank is going to tell you all about this year's Christmas show, which you absolutely have to check out, and we'll talk about a lot of other shows he's got coming up around the state. Always fun. Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. I'm Pete Schwabe. Just a little lighthearted talk.
Lighthearted Epstein. We should have a podcast with everything, man. That was pretty
Frank said he listened to a book on tape about Epstein. Automatically thought you meant Juan Epstein from Welcome Back, Kotter.
Of course.
I thought, I got to get my hands on this book on
tape. Juan wrote a book?
It's not very long. It's about a 9-minute.
Mr. Cotter.
He just talked about the overalls. Frank Hermans is here. Folks, we're talking to Frank about many of his upcoming shows. First and foremost, though, is his Christmas show. And it's just called Frank's Christmas, right?
We call it a Frank's Christmas, but it's a different show every year.
Yeah.
It's just kind of become like a, it's kind of an institution. I tell you what, people have been coming for 26 years. They bring their kids.
Wow.
They it grows and grows. And as I was telling you off camera, can I say that?
Because
I'm on camera here. That, you know, a third of my income is made in the month of December. It is a huge show. 23 performances of Christmas. And, you know, it seats, you know, over 1,000 people in there. And there's some nights we sell out.
That is so amazing.
It's just wonderful, the attendance. And we make it, we make the thing, normally our shows are PG-13. This one is PG. I mean, I say heck. That's as far as we go. There's
like
no innuendos.
Gee, isn't it?
Yeah. What? In fact, I talk like an elf. What the heck is, sorry for my profanity, Cindy Lou. Don't be saying that. Heck, what the heck?
Watch your language.
Yeah.
Have you ever done an NC-17 show with minors?
I think the Brady Bunch was a little NC-17.
Really?
Because, in fact, we got a little comments because there was a lot of stuff happening in that show with Greg and Mom and Cindy and some other things. And somebody said that it was incestual. Well, those were actors.
They're actors.
There was not a real family.
Right.
So we hit on some of those things that were in there. And I'm like, that's the Brady Bunch aren't real people.
Right, right.
They're not real.
Relax.
Yeah.
And they're step siblings. We've all messed around with step siblings. Come on, give me a break.
Come on, I had a first cousin. Did I just say that out loud? Hope you're not listening. I'm kidding.
I was kidding, Frank. That was a trap.
Oh,
I didn't know.
I couldn't believe you
went there.
I'm easily swayed.
So who's in the show this year? Obviously, you and Amy, your wife, I assume. And then any of the kids in the show this year?
No, we have the kids. We have our 10-year-old and 12-year-old singing before the show, and they're doing a funny version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Remember that with an Olive the other? Who's Olive? You know, they make little comments on it.
Nice.
So it's a funny. So they're on Fridays and Saturdays, they're going to perform before the show that song. So it's always wonderful.
Is that your favorite holiday? It's got to be.
Christmas?
Of course. Yeah, I mean,
I have 8 kids, so Christmas at our house is...
Speaking of the Brady Bunch,
no kidding, is phenomenal. And, you know, just the gifts and the food and the, you know, the Packers are playing that day too this year. No, they're playing on Thanksgiving. I'll be watching that one too.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's always a great time, Christmas. And plus, it's like having a day off. I'm not doing a show.
On Christmas Day.
Yeah.
But this is great. Your show runs from November 28th through December 27th, mm-hmm. Frank's Christmas. Does it have a title, like a subtitle under Frank's Christmas?
Frank's Who Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Were you a big fan of Dr. Seuss growing
up? I love Dr. Seuss. In fact, when I was writing the show, I said, kids, give me all your Dr. Seuss books. Because I wanted to put in lines. Like, if you come to the show, you'll hear Cindy Lou go, well, I want to get the mayor present. I'll give him one fish, two fish, maybe a blue fish and a red fish. You know, Fidwick the Moose makes it, the Cat in the Hat. You know, the Onceler makes not an appearance, but in the verbiage.
Yeah,
I use a lot of Dr. Seuss lines.
That's so great.
Yeah, it's fun.
How fun.
Yeah.
So when did you have this show done and ready?
I had this show written, probably would have been a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah, because we were getting Christmas music. First, I get the music, okay? And this one is a little bit more modern. We have some Sia in there. We got some George Michael. We got some, you know, secular and non-secular music in there. But there's some songs that maybe you haven't heard in a while. Remember Step Into Christmas by Elton John is in the show. Step into Christmas, let's join together.
Oh, I don't
anyway,
know that one. Nice.
And Christmas is a time to say I love you, Billy Squire.
Nice.
So
Billy Squire's
yeah,
got
little Billy Squire's got a Christmas song.
And
it's
that.
A big hit.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So little Kelly Clarkson in the show.
Who
yeah.
is your favorite, like, of the pop singers that sing mm-hmm. Christmas songs, like Mariah Carey or Careless Whisper? Not Careless
George,
Whisper.
George Michael.
George Michael.
I've been a huge fan of Last Christmas my whole life, and I've never sang it in a show. So this is my first time
nice.
Singing this song
oh,
in a
cool.
show. And I sing it all the time when we do the Christmas parade or we got private parties and stuff. And I've always wanted to do that song. And it's one of the songs that's been recorded by hundreds of artists too. But I wanted to stay true and do the original kind of sound, the Wham
yeah.
sound, and you know, the Casio keyboard sound in the background.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And the drum machine. It sounds great.
That's a great song.
Yeah, it is.
Frank Hermans is my guest. He is the founder of Let Me Be Frank Productions. They travel all over the state, and he is an absolute institution here in Northeast Wisconsin. Check out his Christmas show at the Meyer Theater. I just realized you've been here almost a half hour. You haven't even played anything yet, but we'll do that after the
sure.
news. Can
sounds
we do that?
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us quickly, we got about a minute and a half mm-hmm. till break, till the news, but what's, you got a show tomorrow at a school.
I do.
I love that.
Gillett High School. We do a fundraiser for the FFA. They're sending some guys over, some kids over to Ireland. So it's a fundraiser. It's at Gillett High School. It's our tribute show. Elvis, Reba, Neil Diamond,
gosh,
George Jones,
fun.
Karen Carpenter, Adele. And we do our Christmas show, and there are tickets available at the door. It's dinner and a show. It's at 6:30. Gillett High School. And then Saturday, we're up at Venue 906 in Iron Mountain.
Yeah.
Doing our Christmas tribute show up there also. So we're doing that show, I think, 7 times on our off days of the Christmas show in the next month and a half.
That's so great. So can yeah. people book you guys?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How would
give
they find out?
920-371-4070. Frank, letmebefranks.com.
Just gave his phone number
Boom.
Over the radio.
You know
comment.
What? I put my cell phone everywhere. Because I want to know if you can't get tickets, if I can help you out. You know, if you're spam, I'm going to answer and not order your roofing or your windows. But I'll talk to you.
That's
and
why.
I'll tell you tickets.
I love this guy. Yeah. That's so great. A great sweatshirt, too. People watching on the stream.
Oh, yeah.
Is it like a retro? Where'd you get that?
It's a retro. Lambeau Field. I got this. I do also do Curly Lambeau in impersonation. In fact, I'm doing it Friday for a group from Germany is coming in. So I'm playing Curly Lambeau.
Oh,
Curly Lambeau!
Sucks to be Frank Hermans. We're coming back, folks, for Act Two after the news. Don't go anywhere. Frank's going to perform in the studio. We got movie talk coming up and Up North News talk coming up, too, in hour number two. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going out and on the freeway. Get up, Paul. I want to drive. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on a kind of a, would you call this a kick-ass Monday, Conrad, or just a basic?
I'd say so.
It's 3 hours.
It is.
You got to pace yourself. I'm getting a little winded, but I took a knee outside, caught a blow, as they say, and I can talk like that because we were talking sports. Great to have you with me. At 7:20, folks, Lindsay Fry from the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls will be here to tell us about a really cool Christmas play they're putting on over there. They do really great work. Our question of the night is, in honor of National Butter Day, what is your favorite dairy product? We are Dairylanders. We need to represent. And I'm going to ask my next guests that question, too. Even though they're here to sing, I'm going to ask them about dairy because I take all the risks. It is my pleasure to welcome back into the studio three of my absolute favorite people. They're here representing Doctors in Recital, Kim Shevchik, Chris and Paul Piat.
Yay.
And you guys are married, correct?
We are.
Yeah.
25 years.
25 years.
Today?
No, month ago.
That would have been cool.
That would have been ridiculous. Yeah. Well, congrats on 25 years. Outstanding. It's great to have you guys here. Kim, you and I met almost 2 years ago, and we set this whole thing up. We brought the Piats in mm-hmm. because they're so talented.
They're ringers.
They're
my
ringers. You said I got a couple ringers. You guys are so much fun to have here because you're very talented singers, but you also have a good sense of humor. We have a lot of laughs when you're here.
We do. We love coming and hanging out with you, and it's fun.
We genuinely like you.
Wow.
And that list might not be as long as people think.
It's probably not, Paul. I'm okay with that. I know that I can be a real SOB sometimes.
I would not. Nope. And you were, I think, going to ask us about our favorite dairy product.
I was about to,
so excited to answer that question.
Oh, I'm thrilled then. Tell
me,
please.
I feel like I've been waiting my whole life to answer this question.
It's about time.
You know what I'm going to say. Well, Paul knows I love all dairy, so it's hard for me to pick. But I love milk, and I love all kinds of milk. Like,
oh my gosh.
I grew up, my grandparents' farm, they had, you know, the milk right from the cow, and then we pasteurize it at their house, and then we would drink warm, fresh, pasteurized milk.
Conrad, you might have to take over for a few minutes here.
Yep. But then my dad had high cholesterol, so then we went from, like, whole milk to skim milk. But oh, I also like skim milk. And then I like 2% and 1%. I like all the milk. Chocolate milk.
You like all the dairy milk?
All the dairy milk. Okay. Oat milk. I actually do not discriminate against non-dairy milk.
I'm an oat milk guy.
Not my favorite. You guys like the non-dairy milk, don't you?
Well, it's the whole lactose.
There's that minor thing.
There's that kind of stuff. You know, have you ever witnessed a pasteurizing? That must be something.
Yeah.
What happens? What's that?
It just gets really, really, really
You go out
really
in the pasture and it begins to levitate.
The milk starts to
bubble
from the sun.
But that's a good analogy. No, it's like you just basically get it super hot.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And it's like a pressurized system, and so it uses pressure to like not really get it hot. It's a lower temperature, high pressure.
Boil the devil out of it.
And my grandma would always get mad if we drank it before it was pasteurized, because she grew up when people were drinking non-pasteurized milk and getting really, really sick. And so she today would just like roll over in her grave knowing that people pay a lot of money for unpasteurized milk. Because she saw like get really sick, and
did they know what was making? Like, did they know?
Yeah,
what was
they knew it was bad milk, and you know, they had no choice because it was the Depression, and they had to drink it. And what are you going to do?
Now, this is interesting because the song you're going to play for us is called "Bad Milk," so I think this is a great way for us to lead. No, and what about you guys?
Paul,
what
whip
about,
it up.
Paul is about ready.
I'm like, come up with something.
Oh, I love that.
That was good. Keep going.
Oh, that's pretty good. So what about you guys? Do you have a favorite dairy product?
Ice cream is the, you know, obvious, right? But when you're in the mood for like melted cheese, like on a sandwich, like a toasted sandwich with gooey melted cheese, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. What about you, Paul?
Got to go with a good sharp cheddar.
Good sharp cheddar. Nice.
And I like the stuff that's also got like cranberries in it or getting fancy. Yeah.
Are you guys fans of the cheese log? I don't know who created that. Probably
the guy,
last name Log, but he came up with that, and that's made
Mr. Log.
He's got millions in cheese money. Mm-hmm.
And then the cheese ball.
And then the cheese ball.
Mr. Ball.
Cheese ball. We've got a good friend that makes a mighty good cheese ball and likes to bring it to parties.
Cheese curds.
It's just fun to talk about cheese.
Growing up.
Dykesville bowl. Best in the state.
Oh, really?
I feel like we had this conversation last time.
I feel like we did, too.
I just had deja vu.
Yes, seriously.
Was it National Cheese Day the last time we came?
No, it's National Butter Day today.
Oh,
and my favorite is actually melted butter. I don't eat a lot of dairy, but I will never say no to melted butter on bread, potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Butter makes everything better.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Conrad, did I leave anything out in the preparation of the dairy talk with the doctors in recital?
I don't think so. Some people said sour cream today.
That's true.
Sour cream is great.
Or Mexican food, love that.
Yeah. It's a great garnish.
Mm-hmm. Very fortunate to be able to talk. You know, in some foreign countries, they can't just have willy-nilly cheese talk. We can talk about it here, though,
like
and not
blacklisted.
Be worried about. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that was fun. Thank you for indulging me in my dairy questions. But how are you guys? What is going on? Tell us, for people who have not been to a doctor's and recital performance, give us a little background, Kim.
Well, what you will witness is, first, you're going to walk into the beautiful space of the Widener.
Yeah.
You know, one of a kind. We're
great
so lucky to have that gem in our community. And we have physicians and other healthcare team members putting together essentially a variety show. And then other musicians, some of our local talent in Northeast Wisconsin joins them on stage. And you'll see things that range from classical to pop to country to jazz. Sometimes we get really crazy, and there's music theater. I mean, it's just, it's a wide variety. It's all to raise money for local nonprofits. And this year's theme is essentially helping end hunger in our community. So we have several nonprofits that help to feed their community. And we are fortunate to have just some wonderful nonprofits again this year. Every year it's somebody different. But and then we also support music education and the arts education. So that's also another subset of where our money that we raise goes. So we get sponsors, and we've kind of closed up our books with that. And now it's all about ticket sales, which is, of course, one of the things we are asking our audience for. Spread the word, because you can get a great ticket, support some local causes, enjoy wonderful music. These people will be on stage among many, many others. And it's just a fun night. And I don't know, like, people say, yeah, I heard of it, but like Doctors in Recital, and it does kind of, it's kind of a weird name, but now we've done it so long, we have to stick with it. It's not a recital.
Yeah.
It's more of just a cabaret kind of thing, variety, singing, instruments.
And it's very talented people.
Very, very talented.
The first time you guys were here, I remember watching a clip and thinking, oh, they're like medical people who invite these performers to town and you guys play background or something. But I'm like, they're all doctors or people in your field. Yeah. And you're a physician's assistant, right, Kim?
Yep.
So it's spectacular.
Yeah. Well, every act has to be headlined by a physician, and maybe they're not the headliner, but they're definitely going to be one of the main players, one of the main singers. They're organizing the act. So one of our performers who's a neurosurgeon, I mean, he plays and he sings. One of our performers who's a neurologist, he sings in a quartet, sings in kind of a more of a group. We've got all sorts of medical specialties involved, and it's pretty awesome. I mean, it's not just a bunch of people who think they're good. There's people who are actually
And if those
good.
Of you listening have health problems, this is the show to go to.
Yes.
Because if something does happen,
yes. Is
you
there
are
a doctor
covered.
In the house? You've got
There's
several.
Nothing but doctors in the house.
Yes.
Kim Shevchik, Paul, and Chris Piat are here. They are here representing Doctors in Recital, a great show. This year's show is in January. Every year it's in January,
It's always
right?
January. Either the last Saturday or the second last. This year we're on the 24th. So that second to last Saturday in January, 7 p.m., and many people in our community probably already know this, but the Widener has kind of their own ticketing platform. So you can just go right to the Widener, their main page. You can find us there, get your tickets, and it's pretty easy peasy.
Can we hear something before we've got about 5 minutes to a break? You guys think you could belt something out in that
What do you
time?
Want to do, Paul?
Sure. Should we start with a little bit of, what would we call this? Gospel?
A little gospel.
Sure. Doctors in Recital.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine. But God who calls me here below will be forever mine. Will be
That was fantastic. Chris and Paul Piet, Kim Shefchik here representing the Doctors in Recital. I want to talk about that song when we come back. We're going to do a very quick break. And then you guys are going to sing something else at some point. We'll play a little Yahtzee. All kinds of fun stuff on here.
I love Yahtzee. Let's roll for cheese curds.
We are coming right back with the Doctors in Recital on Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Peach Wabba. We are hanging out with the Doctors in Recital. Our question of the night is... in honor of National Butter Day, what is your favorite dairy product? We have to represent. We are the dairy state. Michael from the 608 says, yeah, hey, guys, it's cheese, 1,000%. He's leaving no doubt, Conrad. What other food group has a dedicated drawer in the fridge?
Ooh.
Well, vegetables.
Veggies.
And fruit, yeah.
But I'm not going to sidetrack him. He's on a roll. He says, and don't tell me veggies.
No.
I just stole his thunder.
Spoiler alert.
We all know the veggie crisper is also for emergency cheeses. That's great, Michael. Thank you. Love it. Dave on the stream says, I think he means not drink. He says, I will drink or eat any dairy that comes from a nut. Milk must come from a mammary gland. Like Mr. Fokker said, a cat has what is that? A cat? Is that from the movie that the cat actually had nipples?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A cat has nipples. Can you milk a cat? Well, I can't really argue with that, Dave. And then he clarifies that I will not eat. And then he put the emoji for mammary glands, for lack of a better.
Oh, yes. I was wondering what that was. Now
that's
I see it.
Yeah, my wife sends that to me all the time. no, I can't wait to get home. Here are, but we have a few texters who are a little obsessed with the women's anatomy. Would you find that? Was that accurate, Conrad?
Yeah, I would say
so. And they find ways around it. They're tasteful, but you know what they're thinking. So I don't tasteful, think I don't yeah, that definitely. Counts as dairy either. But all right, the Doctors in Recital are being represented here in the studio tonight by Kim Shefchik, Paul, and Chris Piat. They come by, well, in the summer and in the fall. You guys do On Stage for Cancer as well in the summer, which is so great. And so... Doctors in Recital, you can get tickets at the Widener website. It's January 24th, and the Widener Center is a phenomenal facility with
beautiful
some of the best acoustics, I would imagine, which are. Mm-hmm. What is there anyone, is it kind of the same? Like, if people go every year, are there different featured singers every year?
Yes.
Not that they wouldn't want to see the same ones, but like.
There's like your core anchors. Okay. I mean, some of us have been in it almost from the beginning. Dr. Ringwalski singing gospel. I'm in there. I'm a hodgepodge performer. We've done a wide variety. Let's see. Dr. Chun, she always does some very, very classy piano. I mean, she basically turned down Juilliard to go to medical school.
Oh,
so,
we've talked about her. Wow.
Yeah, we've talked about her.
That's really emasculating. But then you'll someone have that people... talented. You know what I mean? Honestly, God, she's not even a guy and I'm emasculating. Like, she could have gone to Juilliard. No, I'll go to medical school.
Yeah.
I'll save lives.
Yeah, right. I'm like, well, with me, it's either do nails or go into show business. Those are my options. And I'm not sure I chose the right one either.
Waiter.
I would drop
that's
something.
That's kind of like show business, actually.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Yeah.
If you want to make money, you need tips. That's show business.
That's like the old question. Oh, my wife's an actress. Oh, really? What restaurant does she work at? So, there you go.
Well, I mean, you will never be able to predict what the show is because it's different every year. There's not, and we try really hard to not repeat songs too. So it's pretty rare that you'll be like, didn't someone do this already? We have a choir that is every year picking a couple different songs, and they usually do some show tunes, but not always. We had a Moana song. What was that one that Don't Talk About Bruno or what are they?
We Don't Talk About Bruno.
We Don't Talk About Bruno. That was cute. It's fun. Nice. They try to do something that's kind of like in that popular current timing.
Right.
Things that are classics and oldies, but goodies. I don't know. It's been all over the map.
So do you have a theme in terms of, first of all, I just want to say too, you guys did Amazing Grace right before the break. There are three songs where I really struggle to hold back tears, and they're tears of joy because of the beauty of the songs. And Amazing Grace is one of them.
Really?
Ave Maria, forget it. And Danny Boy. Those three songs, I just can't. If it's like a funeral setting you're somewhere where there's perfect acoustics and it goes right to your bones, it's just like those songs in particular. But are there songs like that in this year's show? What can you tell us about? I know you said you mix it up a little bit. Are there anything you can share that we're definitely going to hear?
Let's see. Well, we are doing Listen to the Music. Do you remember that?
The Doobie
song?
Brothers?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yep. I love that.
And we are lucky that the Power Tool Horns from Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns, local band, they will be joining us on stage. So that'll be exciting.
Excellent.
There's always, there you go. Thanks. Chris always is at the ready with
such
the
a
actual
teacher.
Plan.
So, I can't help it.
Can't shut that off.
So do you know
who?
Was popular back, I want to say like mid to late 2000s, Black Horse and a Cherry Tree. That was like that kind of like jazzy, what would you call that style? It was popular on pop radio. That one was super popular for a bit. Feeling Good. That one's going to be good. Brad Lock, he likes to sing kind of, one year he did Elton John. He's done show tunes, but Good with the East High School Jazz Band, which is always fun to get some of the high school kids singing and playing. And then we have like Ragtime, you know, the Ragtime musical.
Yeah.
There's lots of variety. We've got a couple.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I love Ragtime. I love Scott Joplin. He's like one of my all-time favorite.
There's a couple that are like written for the show. So Dr. Hess has an original piece. And then every year, Dr. Vardis writes a song about our recipients. This year, his song is titled A Biker Dude Named Matt. I cannot believe that that's the title, but that's what it's called. But it's almost always moving. Usually, if you read the lyrics of his song, like it, you were just saying, like, they'll move you to tears. Yeah. Last year's was really good because, you know, there's different recipients we've had over the years, and many of them do involve, we tend to pick things that are for our health and wellness in Brown County. So a lot of things with mothers and children, you know, hunger being this year. But the story was, you know, about kids that are need a place that feels like home and smells like home and is like home. And he kind of wrote it from the kids' perspective. It was so beautiful. Great. Yeah. You never know what you're going to get.
I love that.
But there's always a touch of things you'll know.
We're going to talk more about this after the news. We'll be back for Act 3. No longer Act 2. It's a three-act show now, Conrad. Look alive. You ready? All right. We're coming back after the news. More with the Doctors in Recital who are here, Kim, Paul, and Chris. They're going to perform again as well. And then we've got some talk about a great show coming up in Western Wisconsin in hour number 2 as well.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.